This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated that the government is continuously making efforts to ease the situation in Manipur. Replying to the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Parliament and Rajya Sabha, the Prime Minister assured that the central and state governments are in discussion with all the stakeholders to ensure peace and cordiality in Manipur. He highlighted that the Home Minister himself led the efforts of peace from the front by being in Manipur. Mr. Modi said that the incidents of violence in Manipur are on a continuous downward trajectory. During his reply in the Rajya Sabha, the Prime Minister also expressed concern about the difficult flood situation in Manipur currently. He informed that two companies of NDRF are deployed for the flood relief work and the central government is closely working with the state government in relief efforts. The Rajya Sabha was today adjourned sine die after the House adopted the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses. The government has constituted the different cabinet committees. In the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, there will be 11 members which will be headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Cabinet Committee on Security will also be headed by Mr. Modi. The 10-member Cabinet Committee on Parliamentary Affairs will be headed by Rajnath Singh. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs will have 14 members, including Prime Minister. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet is comprised of Mr. Modi and Mr. Shah. Other Cabinet Committees have also been constituted. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath met the injured victims of the stampede incident at Hathras Government Hospital today and held a review meeting with ministers and chief secretary. The CM also visited the site of the incident. A total of 121 people have lost their lives and 31 were injured in the stampede that took place at a satsang of a religious leader in Pulrai village of Sikandra Rao Tehsil. Out of the 121 deceased, 6 were from other states, Haryana, MP and Rajasthan. Senior leader of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM, Hemant Soren, today staked claim to form government in Jharkhand. Mr. Soren met Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and submitted letter of support of MLAs of JMM, Congress and RJD. Hemant Soren sought time from Governor for oath-taking ceremony. Earlier, Champai Soren resigned from his post to pave the way for Hemant Soren. Delhi's Rao Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal until 12th July in connection with the money laundering case related to the now-scrapped Delhi liquor excise policy. The Delhi court also extended the judicial custody of Delhi's former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia and BRS legislator K. Kavita till July 25 in the same case. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that almost 100% disposal of right to information RTI appeals with pendency is coming down every year. Dr. Singh said this while chairing a high-level review meeting of the Central Information Commission in New Delhi today. Dr. Singh said that pendency of RTI appeals is substantially reducing from 35,718 appeals in 2019-20 to 22,666 appeals in 2024-25, which is remarkable. India's coal production witnessed a robust growth of 14.5% in June this year to 84.63 million tonnes. It was 73.92 million tonnes in the corresponding period last year. According to the latest figures released by the Ministry of Coal, Coal India Limited, CIL, achieved coal production of 63.10 million tonnes, marking a growth of 8.87%. And the T20 World Cup champions will arrive in New Delhi tomorrow morning. Upon their arrival, the team will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi. BCCI Secretary Jayesh Shah has informed that Team India's victory parade is organized at Mumbai's Marine Drive in the evening. Later, a special function is also scheduled at Mumbai's Wankhede Stadium. BCCI will present prize money to the Indian team in that function. And that is the end of this news bulletin.